In Sudan, a chance for new life where the old memories are mostly of war.
Death had become so much part of life that it wasn't surprising to know that someone had died yesterday, you know, and people were so skinny, everyone was so skinny, and, you know, the life was sucked out of them by the situation.
Voters in Sudan try to bring life back to the dust of southern Sudan's bitter memories. This morning, voices of a people waking up from their collective nightmare. Political sunrise in southern Sudan. On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Voices of voters in Sudan report a little later on in the hour thinking about voting to end all war. Can they accomplish that in southern Sudan on this Thursday, January 13th?
And let's get right to the top of the morning's news, which is about the shooting spree in Tucson and the reaction of the community. 14,000 people, they say, packed into McHale Memorial Arena at the University of Arizona. They were there to remember the six people killed and 14 wounded in the violence in Tucson on Saturday. In his half-hour speech, President Barack Obama said the tragedy is a heavy reminder of the need for thoughtfulness in public discourse.
It's important for us to pause for a moment and make sure that we're talking with each other in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds.
The president says a lack of civility was not the cause of the shooting, but civility will help the nation find answers.
It is not because a simple lack of civility caused this tragedy. It did not, but rather because only a more civil and honest public discourse can help us face up to the challenges of our nation.
The president also had some good news about the condition of Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. While New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and others were visiting the Congresswoman, Giffords opened her eyes for the first time. Gillibrand told reporters it was a moving thing to witness.
She finally opens her eyes, and you could tell she was, like, desperately trying to focus, and it took enormous strength from her. And we're crying because we're witnessing something that we never imagined would happen in front of us.
Doctors say Giffords is making steady progress, though her path to recovery will be long and uncertain. The House has passed a resolution honoring the shooting victims, calling for an open society where the threats of violence cannot silence the voices of any American. Meanwhile, security officials briefed lawmakers and their aides on how to stay safe in their districts.
To Beirut, where Lebanon's National Unity Government has toppled finally after Hezbollah and its allies withdrew their support of the cabinet. Resignations of top officials came in the midst of a dispute over the United Nations tribunal investigating the 2005 assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri. State Department spokesman P.J. Crowley says the U.S. is very concerned.
All of Lebanon's leaders have a responsibility to serve the people of Lebanon. Trying to bring down the government is an attempt to undermine the special tribunal, and it is an abdication of that responsibility.
Hariri was killed in a 2005 bombing. Hezbollah has denied involvement.
Meanwhile, two people were killed in three bombing attacks on Baghdad mosques, highlighting lingering security challenges that face the country as Vice President Biden makes a surprise visit to Iraq. And in Qatar, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton warned Arab leaders they'll face growing unrest unless they quickly enact real economic and political reform.
Foreclosures at a record high in 2010, with more than a million people losing their homes, even though notices slowed during the end of the year. And in its latest Beige Book report, the Federal Reserve says the U.S. economy continued to expand moderately from November through December. Asian markets are up. European indices mixed at this hour. Futures are mixed for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,755. The S&P opens at 1,194 and the Nasdaq at 2,737.
So Barack Obama, in a half-hour speech, tried to fill the role of consoler-in-chief, healer-in-chief. He spoke before 14,000 Arizonans about a Saturday shooting spree. Did you hear the speech, and what did you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can text the word START to 69866.
A lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.